The Australian-funded Immigration Detention Centre on Nauru looks set to be the subject of another inquiry, this time by the Senate. Labor is likely to support a motion by the Greens to establish a Senate inquiry, which means it's likely to get up. The Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says she has no faith in the police and the courts on Nauru to get to the bottom of asylum seeker claims of rape and sexual assault. For its part, the government has adopted all the recommendations made in the Moss Review released last week. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
On Friday, the independent Moss Review was released. It found claims of rape and sexual abuse by asylum seekers inside the detention centre on Nauru were credible and convincing, although it couldn't verify them. The Prime Minister, who on Friday said things sometimes happen, is now taking a serious tone. He points out that the government has adopted all 19 of the Moss recommendations, which include working to build the capacity of the government of Nauru to fix the problems.
It is absolutely appalling that this has happened, and we are working with the government of Nauru, which runs the centre, to try to ensure that this kind of thing is appropriately dealt with, that it's punished, and that it never happens again. That's what we're doing, Madam Speaker.
The Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, is not satisfied. She wants another inquiry, this time offering witnesses the protection of parliamentary privilege.
It's why today I'm announcing that we will move for a parliamentary inquiry into what is going on inside Nauru. We need to shine a light in the dark places.
She has no faith in the capacity of authorities on Nauru to investigate allegations of rape and abuse, sometimes involving children.
We know that the justice system in Nauru is a basket case, to put it politely. We know that there is no confidence of both asylum seekers to have their claims dealt with properly by that system, and indeed the issue of independence of the police force even in Nauru is questionable.
The government of Nauru issued a statement today saying it condemns sexual assault, violence or intimidation of vulnerable people, and it will cooperate with the Australian government to implement the findings of the Moss Review. Peter Law is a former chief magistrate on Nauru who was expelled by the Nauruan government. He's sceptical about the statement.
This is a government that is full of cronyism. It's appointing its own members. It's taken over all of its arms of government and the media, and there's no sense of independence of the judiciary, of the police force, or of the media.
The Senate inquiry looks set to get up with the support of Labor and at least four crossbenchers. Labor's immigration spokesman is Richard Marles.
It is utterly appropriate that we hold our government to account for its actions here. And let's not forget that what we saw, Peter, at the end of last year when these issues were first raised was a government that was more concerned about allegations that certain staff of Save the Children might be inciting a protest than they were about questions of sexual assault. They are more concerned about the inciting of protest than they were about the sexual assault of minors.
Okay,
that
well,
is an utter disgrace, and it's that which needs to be examined.
Okay, well, it was Labor, of course, that re-established the Nauru Detention Centre under Kevin Rudd. Don't you need to take some responsibility for how things have turned out there?
I absolutely accept that the Moss Review, as the Gillian Triggs report, makes difficult reading for all those who have been involved in this space. And unlike the government, what we're not about to do is either shoot the messenger or put our head in the sand.
Would you close it down, though?
Well, no, we wouldn't. And we wouldn't for this reason. Offshore processing is playing a very important role in saving lives at sea. But that said, any detention facility which is being funded by the Australian government needs to be affording safe, dignified and humane refuge to the people within it. And so long as there is sexual assault going on inside this facility, that's an obligation that Australia is not meeting. And I think we need to have a good look at why that is the case and what Australia can do to make sure that it does meet its obligations. And that's why I think an inquiry by the Senate would be very important.
Richard Marles, the Labor immigration spokesman, speaking to Peter Donald.